Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Carols and how he really misses that. And then this song comes on, and I thought Ryan put these together. I thought Ryan did this to Hans von Spakovsky.
I'm not above that.
But you acted like, Annie, come on, would I do that? And I'm like, you darn right you would.
Yeah, I might. From going into that, into the Creed version of Rudolph, like this is what Hans remembers from his childhood. It is still kind of funny.
Yeah, it's something else. I've only ever heard that song on our show, but I got to get it in my Spotify rotation. Before we get to the B or not the B, I want to give you guys an update report here locally in St. Louis. Fox2now.com is reporting that prosecutors have formally filed charges against at least one suspect in the murder of Colin Brown, that teenager fatally shot on I-55 last month in St. Louis while riding back from a hockey game with his father. The St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office filed charges Friday morning against 26-year-old Garrett Jordan. According to court documents obtained by Fox 2, Jordan was charged with first-degree murder, 3 counts of armed criminal action, first-degree assault, and unlawful use of weapon in the investigation. Court documents did not immediately indicate if Jordan has been arrested. I think that he has been arrested maybe since the publishing of this, but we are going to, well, that started at 12:16 was when it was last updated. So we will keep you updated on that. There's supposed to be a press conference at 1:30. We're going to listen into that here in the studio and give you the highlights of that after it happens. So charges filed. They have a suspect, 26-year-old Garrett Jordan. And if they can prove that he is guilty, I hope he rots.
No comment. Additional needed.
No additional comment.
No additional comment needed.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the B or not the B.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
The B or not the B.
All right, as usual, these are headlines. Some of them are from the Babylon Bee, which would make them satire. Some of them are real. I'll read the headline. You got to tell me which is which. First one, celebrities flee to Canada only for Trump to annex it.
That's the bee.
That is the bee.
The bee.
That was pretty easy. Quote, this can't be happening.
Oh, come on.
Meryl Streep reportedly said upon hearing the news, he's going to force me to get pregnant. Oh. Quote, all those
Yeah, that's happening.
All those celebrities, all terrible and untalented, by the way, are Americans again, Trump posted on Truth Social. I have taken Canada as America's 51st state. They now live in MAGA country, which is the best country, even if they don't know that. They don't have to thank me, but I'll still say, you're welcome, celebrities. That was Donald Trump speaking at the end there, by the way, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I could.
All right, next one. Canada decides to confiscate guns and send them to Ukraine.
Ooh.
That's possible.
This is real.
I can't believe it. The beat.
Brad is correct.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is a real story. Canada recently banned 324 different kinds of firearms. Next on the agenda after banning them is to confiscate and gather them up and then offer them to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. They have until October 2025 to turn in their guns to the authorities. It is just amazing that the irony is completely lost on them doing that.
I heard that they're trying to do that because they're afraid that Trudeau's government is going to collapse and that the conservative government's going to come in and just make it go away.
Oh, I've not heard that, but okay. That's an amazing story.
All in favor? Aye.
Again, No further comment. Agree with what has been said. Next one. Ray Epps announces resignation from FBI. I know.
I guess I'll say the B.
It is the B. Epps said it was important to retire now and preserve his pension before he was forced out by Trump and lost it all. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who is also stepping down at the end of the Biden administration, praised Ray Epps for the incredible work he's done turning Americans against each other.
No.
Quote, without Epps, America would be a downright peaceful place, he said. We owe him a debt of gratitude.
I want to know that story. I want to know specifically if we could prove one way or the other that Ray Epps was involved or wasn't involved. He's the name of it. Like that's he's the face of what people assume happened and have denied that happened. So let's get to the facts of the matter.
Yes. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Again, yes. let's agree and move on. Now. Let's not be so hasty to find and assassinate everyone responsible for the healthcare crisis, says nervous Obama.
Say that one again.
Now, let's not be so hasty to find and assassinate everyone responsible for the healthcare crisis, says nervous Obama.
The B.
It is the B. A visibly sweating Obama reminded people not to jump into hunting down and killing everyone who might be considered responsible for causing the terrible state of American healthcare. Quote, now, let's not get carried away here, said Obama, tapping the floor faster and faster as an eyebrow inadvertently twitched. Surely the answer here isn't more violence.
Don't you think that Barack Obama's brand is dramatically tarnished right now?
Yes. It's going to be tough to figure out who's in charge now. There's probably a whole lot of behind the scenes people figuring out where's the money going now. Is it still to the Obama camp? Because he had clearly been in charge of things for so long.
Well, and we don't know what happened in the background. So who was responsible for pushing Joe Biden out? Who was responsible for pushing Kamala Harris in? It seems to me like Barack Obama probably had a percentage of responsibility in both of those things, and they both went dramatically wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have had his way, it would have probably looked a little bit different, but at the same time, he had his way to an extent. It just, Biden wasn't out in time, and Kamala Harris, I still think that Kamala Harris got the nomination because Joe Biden was like, fine. Or Jill.
I do, too. I really do.
Who hates Kamala Harris the most?
Doug Emhoff.
Jill Biden.
Jill. No, I think Doug has been riding that wave for quite some time. Jill detests Kamala Harris. So she grabbed Joe's phone. I don't even know if Joe has a phone. If she grabbed the phone with the account on it and tweeted that out, oh man.
That is the most likely scenario.
I can't wait to read that book.
Yeah. And well, more and more people are saying that behind the scenes, like, yeah, that is really going to want to happen. All right, next one. Liberals sadly wish each other happy holidays one last time before Trump makes it punishable by death.
Oh, I guess the B. You have one real story today? That's it?
Yes, that is the B. Happy holidays, a tearful Sarah Stone said, holding her children tight. I love you, and I just want to tell you happy holidays before it's too late, before Trump gets us all. Though Trump has been silent on the matter, liberals are already preparing for the inevitable day the phrase happy holidays is replaced with the dark Christian nationalist greeting, Merry Christmas.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The horrors. All right, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to, I want to get to some of the things that I missed throughout the week. There's so much news coming in, and it's not as much the huge stories. Remember during the campaign where it was like one big bombshell after the other when Donald Trump was in a new court case every day, and then the Hunter Biden stuff and all the election stuff and presidents stepping down and vice presidents reluctantly maybe stepping in? There's a lot of stuff that's going on right now, and it's not quite the bombshell roller coaster that it has been before, but a lot of interesting things to talk about. So we'll get to the things I missed throughout the week. Plus, we've got Ask Us Anything. Next question coming up at 125. If you have questions for us, leave them in the comments. We'll be right back.